It is a real joy to be sharing with you at Young Adults. Every couple of years, I'm allowed by the Lord to be with you, and each time it has been a joy. This has been a wonderful experience. The exercise for this morning is to look at the last altar of Abraham in Genesis chapter 22. The first altar in Genesis 12 was an altar of appreciation. The second one was an altar of decision. And the third one was an altar of realization, reality. This altar today, I would like to call it an altar of devotion and delight. The altar of devotion and delight. We're going to read very quickly verses 1 to 14. And it came to pass, after these things, that God did tempt or try Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up upon a burnt offering, offered it up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. I read the last part of verse 12. Thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. Thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. This morning we want to enjoy the gain of giving all. The gain of giving all. And this passage really can be seen in three ways. First and foremost, the exercises in the heart of God the Father and God the Son. Secondly, historically, the exercises in Abraham and Isaac, his son. But thirdly, by way of application, the exercises in our hearts, in God's hearts, as to what God would ask of us. I want to hasten through this, initially looking at the exercises in God's heart, God the Father's heart and God the Son, as well at the same time seeking to see the responses between Abraham and Isaac. And then in conclusion, trust the Spirit of God to make application to my heart and to your heart concerning the gain of giving all. There's so many things in this passage that are teachable, and I will just raise some of them along the way, but leave you to do the homework, and you must forgive me, because we cannot touch and develop everything. But first of all, it begins in this chapter, it came to pass after these things. This is the second time in Abraham's life you read this expression, and you can look for the other one. And so Abraham's life is distinctly divided into three parts. This is the final part of Abraham's life. The first part emphasizes the pathway of faith. But this last part, you will find practically in every chapter, the exercises of love. I leave you to deal with the middle part. God would test or try Abraham. Abraham is a picture of God the Father, and Isaac is a picture of God the Son. And in this expression of tempting or trying Abraham, we really see reflected the exercises in the heart of God the Father. God the Father in the eternity past was exercised in relation to the thoughts we're going to develop this morning. Verse 2. God would say to Abraham, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. First of all, I want to dwell on the name Isaac. The name Isaac means, anybody knows? Laughter. Seriously, everybody who hears is going to laugh. We'll celebrate. There's delight in this moment. But Abraham, who looked not at his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet at the deadness in Sarah's womb, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, staggered not in unbelief. What a man! Believed that the one who had promised was able also to perform it. Beloved, Isaac means laughter. And when Isaac was born, there was celebration. And this Isaac tells us of delight. The delight that God the Father had in his son in eternity past. And in Abraham and Isaac, we see how Abraham up to now would have had in that family such a joy to see that in his old age, Isaac. And you would look back again and again at the years of barrenness, the years when even he himself had come to the point where there was the deadness even in his body, not only in Sarah's womb. Two dead people, so to speak, insofar as fertility was concerned. But God performed the resurrection of fertility in Abraham's life and Sarah's life. And there was a child born to them. It was time to celebrate. What a joy Isaac was to them.